KJAN Sports.
And at 7:18, sports is brought to you on KJAN by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. In sports and state volleyball championship action on Friday in Class 5A, it was Cedar Falls over West Des Moines Valley 3-1. In 4A, Sergeant Bluff Luton downed Western Dubuque 3-0 to take the crown. In 3A, it was Mount Vernon over Kemper Catholic 3-0. In 2A, number 1 Western Christian defeated Beckman Catholic 3-1. And in 1A volleyball action, it was Sydney over Wapsie Valley by a score of 3-1. Class 1A all-tournament team was selected by coaches in the volleyball action, and they include Maddie Duncan from Sydney, Claire Pathaitis from Holy Trinity Catholic, Katie Capriva from North Tama, Calvin Rosengarten from Wapsie Valley, Olivia Larson from Sydney, Lydia Imbrogno from Wapsie Valley, and the captain was named Kelsey Hobby from Sydney. Class 2A all-tournament team includes Captain Jada Willis from Beckman Catholic, also Kirsten Schmidt from Beckman, Western Christians' McKay Van Hull and Olivia Granstra, also Clarine Goldfield Dow's player Morgan Middleton, Paige Kesley from Osage, and Tori Winja from Western Christian. The 3A all-tournament team selected by the Iowa Girls Coaches Association include Captain Summer Daniel from Tipton, Kemper Catholic team members Macy Overmole, Kara Peter, and Amy Adams, also Amanda Smith from Tipton, Danielle Johnson from Osage, and Rory Light from Mount Vernon. The semifinals were played Friday in state football action. In Class A, it was Grundy Center over St. Ansgar 23-21, West Hancock downing Woodbury Central 49-20. The Class A championship round will be held Thursday, November 21st at 1:30 p.m., with 11-1 Grundy Center taking on 12-0 West Hancock. The Class 4A semifinals on Friday, it was number 3 Dowling Catholic West Des Moines over number 5 Cedar Rapids Kennedy by a score of 42-6. Number 1 rated West Des Moines Valley defeated number 7 Bettendorf 35-7 in 4A action. The 4A semifinals will take place on Friday, November 22nd at 7 p.m. when number 1 West Des Moines Valley takes on number 3 Dowling Catholic West Des Moines. State football semifinal action slated for today includes in Class 1A at 10 o'clock, number 1 Van Meter versus number 11 Iowa City Regina. At 1 o'clock this afternoon, it'll be number 3 Haywarden West Sioux versus number 5 Inwood West Lyon. 2A semifinal action gets underway at 4 o'clock today with number 3 Algona taking on Oldbolt Arthur BCIG, ranked number 4. And at 7 o'clock, it'll be number 1 Waukon taking on number 11 Williamsburg. In men's college football, Iowa looks for an exclusive big win today by hosting 7th-ranked Minnesota. Iowa's defense will be tested by a Gopher receiving corps that Coach Kirk Ferentz feels may be the best in the Big Ten.
Yeah, one guy's a little bit more veteran than the other guy. Those two guys stood out, but the third guy's really good also. So now it's a year later, and year plus, we played them earlier. And they're continuing to grow. They're really all excellent receivers. And, you know, so they can take balls and run with them, but they also will throw the ball deep and do it successfully. You know, they do a good job.
Iowa has won 4 in a row in the series since a 51-14 loss in the Twin Cities back in 2014.
And I can't remember an easy game with Minnesota since that time. I mean, we got throttled that day. I mean, it was a bad loss. And then, you know, everything since then has been tough. I mean, it's just been hard fought. And, you know, so I expect that's going to probably be what it'll be Saturday if we're playing right.
Ferentz says at 9-0, the Gophers are in rarefied air.
Take Alabama, Clemson out of the mix. It's really difficult to do that. So it speaks really that they're wired in. They're playing well weekly, and finding a way to win, you know, it's a little bit more challenging than just saying it.
Our coverage here on KJN begins at 1 o'clock with a pregame show. The kickoff from Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City slated for 3 o'clock. Iowa State takes a 5-4 record into a home game this afternoon against Texas. The Cyclones are coming off a 42-41 loss at Oklahoma, and Coach Matt Campbell is confident his team can finish strong.
You know, and right now we're going through tough situations, tough results. Maybe not the result that we would all want, but the reality of it is you can look at our process and you look at how we're doing what we're doing, and you know that this team continues to grow through really hard. And I really appreciate that about this group.
Texas enters with a record of 6-3.
You know, they've got really good players everywhere. I know they're young, and it's a team that had some injuries, but have gotten some guys back. And, you know, they're you know, I think pound for pound, probably the most talented team, you know, and certainly tied or equal with Oklahoma in our conference.
The Longhorns are the only Big 12 team a Matt Campbell Iowa State team has not beaten.
Texas forces you to execute at a really high level to be really successful. And so, you know, that's something we haven't done in those games that we played against Texas, and it'll be something we'll have to do, you know, for us to be successful come Saturday.
Kickoff from Jack Trice Stadium in Ames is set for 2:30 this afternoon. In NFL news, the NFL has doled out quick and stern punishment on Cleveland Browns defensive end Myles Garrett following his assault on Pittsburgh quarterback Mason Rudolph during Thursday's game against the Steelers. Garrett has been suspended for at least the rest of the regular season and postseason, the longest ban for a single on-field infraction in the league history. He ripped off Rudolph's helmet and clobbered him on top of the head with it, triggering a brawl between the rivals near the end of the Browns' 21-7 win over the visiting Steelers. The league's number one overall pick in 2017 was also fined an undisclosed amount. Garrett must meet with Commissioner Roger Goodell before his reinstatement is considered. Steelers center Marquise Pouncey was suspended 3 games for punching and kicking Garrett. Brown's defensive tackle received a 1-game suspension for shoving Rudolph to the ground from behind. The Steelers and Browns were also fined $250,000 each. In other NFL news, the Eagles have signed running back Jay Ajayi, bringing back a key offensive player from their Super Bowl championship team 2 years ago. Ajayi replaces Darren Sproles, who was placed on the injured reserve Friday. The Broncos are bringing back wide receiver Tim Patrick from injured reserve and have decided to put quarterback Bryce Callahan on the IR. Patrick has been sidelined since breaking his left hand in the season opener. Callahan hasn't played this season because of pain caused by a bent screw in his surgically repaired right foot. Former Browns receiver Antonio Callaway has been suspended 10 games by the NFL for another violation of the league's substance abuse policy. League spokesman Brian McCarthy said Friday that Callaway will begin serving the suspension immediately. He was suspended 4 games earlier this season for a drug violation and was released on Thursday. The Falcons will be without running back Devonta Freeman, tight end Austin Hooper, and a safety Kamal Ishmael for Sunday's game at Carolina. The Falcons will have starting quarterback Desmond Trufant, who is set to play for the first time since Week 5. He's been out with a toe injury. That is a look at our sports this hour on KJAN. More coming up next hour. The sports report was brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.